5, 4, 3, 2, crank it, Jerry!
Welcome to Into the Wild, the official podcast of the Washington Wild Pigs.
What do you hear? What do you say?
It's the best sports podcast in the world. Wait, is that true?
If you're committed enough, you can make any story. I once convinced a woman that I was Kevin Costner, and it worked because I believed it.
Now, here's your host, Kyle Dawson.
Did you get the popcorn?
It's Into the Wild and our promised highlights each night. May 10th, 2024, the Schaumburg Boomers 6, the Washington Wild Things 3, and the much-anticipated home opener, the opener of the 2024 Frontier League and Washington Wild Things season. It was the Wild Things, after all the glitz and glamour and the opening day pageantry finished up, that took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning of the opener against the Boomers. Wagner LaGrange stepped to the plate, and with a 1-1 count, he did this. Glickstein rocks the 1-1 home. Wagner LaGrange in the air to left center field, struck pretty well. Going back is the left fielder, back to the track, to the wall, gone! Wagner LaGrange opens 2024 scoring with his first of the year on the first time he swung the bat in the 2024 season. LaGrange circles the bases, 1-0 Washington. That home run made it 1-0. Wagner LaGrange's first of the year. He had 19 in 2023, which is a new career high. Off to a good start for LaGrange after his first at-bat. Schaumburg would score 2 runs in the top of the third inning. The first on a Tyler DePreta Johnson solo home run, the second on an RBI single by Kyle Fitzgerald that plated Chase Dawson. Those were 2 of the 3 runs that Jordan DiValerio gave up in a quality start tonight. 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 strikeouts and 77 pitches, 51 of which were strikes in DiValerio's independent baseball and Wild Things debut. He'd give up a home run to Ryan McCarthy in the 6th inning that would tie the game. Before that, though, the Wild Things took the lead back in the 4th inning, a short-lived lead as it turned out, but it was the lead, nonetheless, for Washington. After a leadoff walk to Tommy Caulfield, he'd steal second base. Alexander Ovaez and Wagner LaGrange would punch out. But Andrew Cech, with a 2-2 count, would step up and send a missile over the right field wall. 2 outs, the pitch to Cech. In the air to right, forget about this one. Looking up, gone. Clears the wall. The Wild Things have the lead once again. A no-doubt screamer over the wall for Andrew Cech, his first of the year. And it's 3-2 Washington as Caulfield does indeed score in the leadoff walk. Hurts Glickstein. After the McCarthy home run in the 6th inning and 3 runs in the 7th that came in after 3 walks to start the inning by Washington reliever Malik Barrington, but a little bit of a rough night at the office in his Wild Things debut. He was relieved by Frankie Giuliano. A balk brought home a 4th Schaumburg run and gave the Boomers the lead for good. The next 2 runs would come in on a single by Seth Gray and a fielder's choice off the bat of McCarthy. His 2nd run batted into the night for Schaumburg, and the Boomers would maintain that 6-3 lead throughout the rest of the ball game, and the game would finish at Schaumburg 6, Washington 3. Some highlights for Washington for sure. Justin Goosen Brown, a clean 8th inning, had 2 strikeouts. Kyungju Kim, in his professional debut, a scoreless 9th inning, 13 pitches, 7 strikes. He got a couple flyouts and a ground ball. On the other side, Schaumburg saw some good performances too, but at the plate for Washington, a couple of the walks drawn by Caleb McNeely. Tommy Caulfield also walked twice, of course, LaGrange and Cech with the home runs, and a couple other guys on base throughout the evening for the Wild Things, who had a little bit of a rough night at the office offensively, but a big chance to bounce back in what should be a dandy tomorrow. Cole Cook, a left-hander, Frontier League Pitcher of the Year in 2023, will toe the slab for the Schaumburg Boomers against left-hander Kobe Foster. The 2022 Frontier League Rookie of the Year goes for Washington after finishing 3rd in earned run average in the Frontier League in 2023. That is the pitching matchup for tomorrow. So you'll have to stay tuned to the Wild Things Baseball Network and the Into the Wild podcast for highlights, or to watch the game live or listen to the game live. In terms of what else happened around the Frontier League this evening, everything final after two postponements, the New England Knockouts opened their franchise history with a 6-4 win in comeback fashion over the Ottawa Titans. Quebec avenges a opening day 17-3 loss by knocking off Florence 13-7. Gateway beats Lake Erie 3-2 and Avon by a run. Tri-City over Windy City 11-7 in the series opener there, and Mike Pinto's Joliet Slammers a 10-3 win over the Evansville Otters. New Jersey and New York were postponed on Thursday. They'll start their series on Saturday in Clover Stadium in Pomona, New York. And the other game that was postponed, Trois-Rivières and Sussex County, will play a doubleheader on Sunday and open their campaigns on Saturday. This has been the highlights for Into the Wild. We'll have more for you coming your way tomorrow again. Cole Cook and Kobe Foster go for the Wild Things and the Boomers, with Cook for the Boomers and Foster for the Wild Things. It is a Hector Roa poster giveaway to the first 1,000 fans presented by the Perryman Company, and Hector will retire officially as a Washington Wild Things player, plus a bunch more going on, of course, as the season now continues at Wild Things Park. Happy to have everybody back. Appreciate you tuning in to Into the Wild, and this content will continue throughout the course of the 2024 season. Go Wild Things!
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.